Blog Talk Radio.
Drum, please.
A bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the mood? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. AKA, man. Definitely check me in. And, yes, I have running back and bringing back, and y'all already know what it is. The countdown is back in the film effect, man. Before I even get my show started, man, I got to send out a happy birthday and a rest in peace to my boy, my brother, C. Gutter, man. Today was his birthday, man. Rest in peace to my boy, man. His dad, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago, man. And like I said, man, heavy heart today, real heavy heart for me today, man, because, like I said, it's one of my brothers, man, from the block, man, one of the guys I kind of looked up to, man. Like I said, we's a big family on my block, man, and he was one of the guys that I grew up with, man. So dedicating this show to my big brother, you know what I'm saying, my homie, my boy, C. Gutter, my boy Chris Laurent, man, a.k.a. C. Gutter, man, definitely the show for you, bro. I know you're looking down on me, man, trying to make you proud, bro, 100%, man, you know, like I said. And really doing a show with a heavy heart, because I just got word that one of my family members passed away, so definitely doing a show with a heavy heart, but like I said, things like this won't stop me from doing what I love to do. So they always, like I always tell people, man, like I said, when things are, you know what I'm saying, not going the right way, man, I always tell people to either do whatever you love to do, man. I guarantee you it will take some of the pain away. So that's what I'm trying to do today. Just keep my show going, man, with this countdown and everything like that. Just, you know what I'm saying, get some of this pain away, man. Because, like I said, you know what I'm saying, he gone, never be forgotten. And, you know what I'm saying, my Aunt Nettie. Was one of the sweetest ladies I know, man. Always, you know what I'm saying, when I was little, man, she always made sure I was okay, you know what I'm saying, just to get me away from things and stuff like that. And just, you know, always, you know what I'm saying, showed me a lot of love, man, and always just, you know, one of the people where you just make sure you doing okay, or just want to check on you, just say hi, or make sure you're doing the right thing. You know, I had a lot of people in my life. She was one of them. So she will be very, very, very much missed. And like I said, my boy, C. Gutter, man, you already know what it is, bro. Like I said, do the show for y'all. I'm keep doing this show and doing what I do, doing what I love to do for y'all, man. So I appreciate everybody who, you know what I'm saying, tuning in to my show, everybody who keeps supporting my show, man. Everybody keeps supporting this artist, man. I do appreciate everything y'all do for these artists, man, just by, you know, listening to my show whenever you get a chance to. And I just feel like I'm blessed that I'm able to get out of the music, man, because, you know, I feel like all the artists that send me the music, man, y'all don't have to send it to me, man. I'm glad that y'all entrusted me to, you know, play y'all music, man, and get these people to support your music. So, like I said, I dedicate this show today to my boy Chris Laurent, a.k.a. C. Gutter, and my Aunt Nettie. We got out to both of them, man. Both of them was gone too soon, man. So this show for y'all. And like I said, I got the countdown rolling back. We got to do the countdown big, man. So, you know, I'm going to get it cracking, get it popping. And right now I'm getting to the number 10 song, which is Alonzo Cartier, Addicted to the Money, live OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Keep Kaiser on the track.
Hey, Kaiser, what they do, man? Alonzo Cartier, man. It is what it is, man. I don't want help, you know?
They got me addicted to the money.
Money makes the world
they got
go round.
Cash flow.
credit card minimum ain't got a max.
To the
pastor say that that's a sin, but then he take his 10%. Not really, I'm just messing with you. Believing this what blessings get you. Ain't got no time to stressing. Get money, my profession. It even costs to pay attention. It even costs to stay in prison. To learn, they even charge admission. That's why I gotta stay consistent.
Money make the money go round.
Still in debt. That's the rules, money, power, sex. You from the hood, they feel you ain't a threat. But still a swagger, still intact. Follow me like a silhouette. And my city can catch me giving back. Without money, I couldn't give them that. I guess that's just a 50-50. I can't help it, I just got hustler in me. Might say, can't go buy a custom Bentley. Plus a pad, addicted, no rehab.
Money, make the money go round.
The best on the earth, rap, rap full of perp. A legend out here, and I'm ending careers by the end of my year. Two horse swinging into my gear. Low, 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 low showboat, niggas since Moco. Rose for the hoes in the VIP. Gotta do them all like TI. Whatever you like, it's whatever tonight. I might give you the pipe unless you pedal on bikes. I mean, cycling. I was liking it. Hit me up a couple days, we can try again. I need Henny on the rock, my queen top notch, and I keep fly girl like Jenny from the block. Got eight shoe women, Frostburg women. So stop for the niggas that hate. And we gon' drink dark, we gon' take it to the face. And I got some gold bottles, first place. No metal here, I'm well aware. Y'all Mario brothers, I'm Metal Gear. I don't ever fear nothing, I'm forever here. Y'all a little jaded. It's Rock Nation. This my team. Going this my
my team, then I ditch y'all late in. Amen, y'all just faking. A cheap hoes love a nigga like H&M. Rich hoes love a nigga like Ray-Bans. I don't know what y'all heard, but hip-hop ain't dead. I can change a broad life in about an eye. I turn ducks in the bus, flew written eye. Y'all had y'all run, don't ruin us. Watch a young nigga operate, do we have? I don't really like the Hollywood scene. The dudes all fake and the girls up a lean. Make a drink too weak. What the fuck is up a lean? But you would never think if you seen it on TV. DMV with a rep all GP. I make a rain, Sean Kemp, GP. I make words come alive, GP. Create life with the beat, a little key. Before we do the unthinkable, I'ma need a tree, a freak, and a trigger too. What you think about? What you want, love? Fuck a coastal.
Hey. UFO is reckless.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the fun.
Nigga, I was hustling on the block, packed ghetto mode, so play me never soft.
Nigga, what else?
I was out here on the grind, money on my mind, why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, what else?
I done bumped a nigga broad, showed her how to ball, and he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, what else?
So it's fucking when I see him, deuces to the BM.
I'm the next to blow. He ain't hold it when he had it. Fuck it, then I am the GOAT. This that sex get in tune. Sheets out cuddle, give me room. Know how treat a bag of fucker, flee a pass her to the goon. Swagger stupid, yeah, she know it. Probably why I hit so focused. Money on my mind, so okay, whatever. Chill, oh, roll it, cushion. Roll, just lit, zoned out, just hit. Broke is a joke, say my name, don't laugh at it. Loyalty, that's me. Architect, that's me. Blueprint, guaranteed to bring the heat. FNF, fucking fleet. If I stroke, she'll never leave. I can change her life. She can get the best of me. Pussy is the recipe. But I'm no West Haven. I'm more West Craven. Wouldn't say for me.
I was hustling on the block. Packed ghetto mode. So play me never so.
Nigga, what else?
I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, what else?
I done bust a nigga broad, showed her how to ball, and he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, what else?
So it's fuckers when I see him, deuces to the BM, then my team grasped him all.
Oh, ain't no need for a Shelly, she ready in the car. It's my third date with her, and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucking clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Ring me in the good service. Hit me when she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Brock, you know his party just a little herb. Steve a bottle popper, end of the night it's just a get served. Rocker probably pop past her that Howard, then it's the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the diss in. But I won't give her no
kiss. I'm a hustler on the block. Packed ghetto mode. So play me never soft.
Nigga, what else?
I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time?
Nigga, what else?
I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all.
Nigga, what else?
So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasped it all.
Your words, your eyes, your smile. I walk with you.
Yeah, like I said, I'm in the middle of my countdown right now. Definitely, it's a high countdown doing what I do, man. And for all you people that listen, all you artists out there listening, like I said, it's very simple to get your song on the countdown. How you get in the countdown is basically simple. If you follow me on Twitter, follow me at MrAK38 and mention me and the artist that you want on your countdown. So that's basically the simple, easy way I can get your artist on the countdown. So that's the one way you can do it, man. It's very simple. And like I said, artists, you got two votes today. Everybody else vote. Hello, you work for. So right now, let me get back to the countdown with the number 5 joint, which is my boy BEV63 in the house, man. I'll check it out, your boy Mr. AKA OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Down here, it's our time.
Dave, you're
trap shit. People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting. I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work. 63rd and house. One banger, make you get them two chains up. They hustling backwards. These rappers just faggots. I ain't got no time for that chatter. Fuck around and just pick that flyer. Blah, blah, blah.
Coast to coast instrumentals.
Secret. Handy in your team. Alive.
Let's get it.
Stepping on deck, check it spread.
That's a lot of swag.
Yo, we popping tags, so I tag.
That's a lot of bags.
Yo, 100K in the tape.
That's a lot of tags.
38, 24, 42.
That's a lot of ass.
Right around the hood, the sad town.
That's a lot of gas.
Take a pound and I break it down.
That's a lot of hash.
Shorty popping off a cotton sock.
That's a lot of stash.
So I cock it out around the sock.
That's a lot of ass.
Stepping out fresh like I'm blessed. I ain't gotta brag, still got it bad. For the facts, still got a mag, real got a swag. And it's only me, I'm past pockets and last shot. And it's only me, you gon' see I get to it. Rapping, I spit it fluent on my grown man and the grown man. And we get into it, I do it, you just see it.
You up it, I just feel it.
It's nothing, I'm just saying.
So fuck it,
I'm just playing.
I don't really wanna scare you, dare you to prepare you. I hear you, but rather than fear you, I'm a kid. Shift on them, swift on them, the fifth on them. Super fly, super high, so crazy, we lift on them. I'm a thoroughbred, never fed, I'm greedy. I keep a distance between the lists because they need me. Believe me, these niggas cheesy.
Yeah, that's a lot of rap.
I got a gang of bangers in the back.
Yeah, that's a lot of gas.
Stepping on deck, check it fresh.
That's a lot of swag.
No, we popping tags, so I tag.
That's a lot of bags.
No, 100K in the date.
That's a lot of change.
38, 24, 42.
That's a lot of ass.
Right around the hood, the sad town.
That's a lot of gas.
Take a pound and I break it down.
That's a lot of hash.
Shorty popping off a cotton sock.
That's a lot of stash.
So I cock it off and I'm the sauce.
That's a lot of ass.
Fast is how I pass, burning a lot of gas. Why would I trip and what I spit is earning a lot of cash. Burning in the stash, yellow in the ass. Straight with a high yellow woman, shawty name is Cash. Shape, she class, shape real cute. Rocking high heel boots, I had to bag it over your traffic. You know I still shoot, I spill truth. Off the fifth with this liquid and light. Shorty so enticed with price, I hear the liquid, I swipe. Ice to never cool her down, I'ma cool her down. She fool with me so she don't keep another dude around. We do the crown in the club, going off the throne. Hey, they Giannas right after we roam out. Zone. I'm grown and she's sexy, it's on and she text me. I love to tell her, baby, meet me at home, it's sexy. And she text back, LOL, when she's on her way. I can't wait, cause I'ma put it on her head.
Stepping on deck, check it fresh.
That's a lot of swag.
No, we popping tags, so I jam.
That's a lot of bags.
No, 100K in the date.
That's a lot of change.
38, 24, 42.
That's a lot of ass.
Around the hood, the sad town.
That's a lot of gas.
Take a pound and I break it down.
That's a lot of hash.
Shorty popping off a cotton sock.
That's a lot of stash.
So I cock it out till I'm exhausted.
Cause that's a lot of ass.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
This is
yeah! Y'all know I'm back, baby.
These jewels, baby.
I'm gonna take the game back. It's mine. Everybody fall in line. Y'all get ready for second place. So I spit so hard, motherfuckers wanna clone me. Bad bitches wanna bone me. Yeah, I made it to the top, got my niggas right here, so the shit ain't lonely. Spit so sick, that shit rabies. Grew up in the wild, can't shit tame me. That drink too strong, don't worry about it, baby. Got wine in the house, that shit ain't me. My high low switch to snapbacks from fitted. She okay, left them bad bitches for women.
Okay.
My car's long, my rims high, finna put wings on them, my shit fly.
Told them, let's talk money, if money ain't the conversation, ain't no time for the chit chat.
Wasting time, dollar signs, time if money don't waste it. You going broke, chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, they waiting.
Waitin'.
I'm pouring drinks, they wasted.
Waitin'.
You standing still, complacent.
Placin'.
I'm in the lead, I'm pacing, every day is a vacation, yeah.
I'm hot, I'm better than y'all.
I'm number one, I'm hard for you to catch medicine ball.
Y'all foul technical,
so let the record show. If you wanna get technical, I'm about my green vegetable.
Yeah.
See, rapping, I'm the best in the world.
Okay.
That XL Magnum, oh, I put that up in your girl. She caught up in my whirlwind, that dick made her world spin.
She used to be a lesbian, I made her leave a girlfriend.
Nah, wait, I told her bring her girlfriend. I'm dicking her, I'm dicking her, and she licking a pearl in.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I told him he the best, he told me I'm that nigga. Out.
Yeah, right now, man, like I said, I'm getting to the top two songs, man, definitely. But top three. The number three song was my boy E. Jules with Niggas in Paris, the remix. Definitely, they shout out to him doing the thing. They shout out to everybody that's on my countdown right now. Just thank your support team. Thank everybody that supports the music. This is why you're on my countdown, man, definitely. And I do appreciate everybody who on my countdown, everybody that works hard to get on my countdown. So, yeah, I do appreciate everybody who's supporting the music, supporting everything. And y'all do not want to miss what I'm tripping on today, because what I'm tripping on is something that's, I don't know, man, it's still going on, and I thought it was over with, but I see it's not. So I'll give y'all the two top two songs, man. I will be getting prepping y'all for what I'm tripping on. Just stay tuned to your boy, Mr. AKA OG Radio. The number two song is my boy Sinatra's featuring Rich P, House Party Remix. Y'all check it out live, OG Radio. Y'all already know what's up.
Like it's 4th and long. And all my niggas strapped. It's a problem, then they gon' shoot. Cause this is my party. You can die if you want to. Ha. But back to the kickin' it. My living room is now a dance floor when they gettin' it. Shorty popped the yapper, now she dancing on the couch. Oh, I knew it. She was in the room giving niggas mouth. Faze in the same room. Dice game in the kitchen. And right there on the counter, we got women kissing women. My nigga 4 in the bedroom doing tattoos. And this groupie just Rich up in the bathroom. Said she liked I show up at the song. So we ran up. While I boned, he was getting FaceTime like a iPhone.
Over here, girl, come and get it. I'm from Chicago.
her lips so pretty, need my dick, son. I like ass and titties, yeah, ass and titties. But if she ain't sucking dick, I ain't fucking with it. Flows like the dentist, Nikki be in it. She get crazy with it, swallow, she don't like spitting. I love getting neck from all type of bitches. Grab it, jag it, strike it, suck it like you miss it. Gold Magnum rappers, mad you can't fit it. I give her long strokes, and her body swimming. I took two sluts from the bar to the backseat of my car, and we all had a menage. One, two, this is what you do. Three, four, pull my pants to the floor. Five, six, suck on this dick. Seven, eight, let me bust all in your face. Back close, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back close, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked.
Yeah, that was the number one joint, my boy Mello the Gutter Man, lap dance. That's what's up with it, man. Shout out to my boy Mello the Gutter Man, really, like, honestly, man, dude, big supporter of the show, man, and I thank all his people that support me all day on my show, man. So I do appreciate everybody who tunes in, everybody that supports me on my show, man. And just keep up the work, man, and my man will be number one on the show for a long, long time. Definitely. Well, as long as y'all make it number one, that's what it'll be. So I appreciate everybody who keep tuning in, keep supporting me, man. Keep supporting these artists 100%. What I'm tripping on is, man, yet again, we have things that I don't understand. People in these Jordans, man. I heard of a lot of being killings, people getting robbed over a pair of gym shoes, man. It's crazy. I don't understand it, but somebody, you know, anybody break it down to me, I already know what it is. So my thing is, man, look, hopefully somebody figure it out, but I don't understand. I really don't. So, I mean, somebody, you know, let me know what's been going on. I mean, I'm trying to help somebody figure it out. But, I mean, it ain't just a pair of shoes. But I guess, you know, it's not going to stop, man. It's going to keep going, man. It just, I don't understand it, man. Like I said, it's a pair of gym shoes, but I guess it's more than that. I guess it is. But, I mean, honestly, I don't get it. They're breaking in the stores. They're doing some of everything, man, for these shoes. So, I mean, people, y'all just got to understand, man. They're a pair of gym shoes, man. It's more than, I mean, it's bigger things going on, and people are stealing gym shoes, so, hey, it is what it is right now. There ain't nothing I can do about that, but, you know, just hope, you know. Y'all going out to buy these shoes, getting up at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm not tripping on that, because I know some people that are real sneakerheads, and shout out to the real sneakerheads out there, man. I see y'all, man, keep doing what y'all do. I love seeing those collection of shoes, man, but these people are, hey, killing for shoes. At the end of the day, man, you just took somebody away from their family or hurt somebody over a pair of shoes, man, because once you step outside and you step in some doo-doo, you step in some dirty water, shoes is a wrap, man, unless you got a great cleaning crew, which I know none of y'all got. So honestly, man, that's my whole topic tonight, man, about these shoes. And people killing these shoes, and then for the time that they put them out, you know, it was a great time for the holidays, for the kids to get some mad pairs for the holidays, but at the same time, man, they're a pair of shoes, man. You're doing the wrong, you working too hard to get the wrong things out of life, man. and gym shoes is one of them. Just like really out of material things, not really the top priority of things you should be. Your main concern of you going out hurting somebody with a pair of shoes, man. Honestly, man, it's not even that serious, man. Honestly, I promise you it's not, but yeah, I make it that serious. I just hope, man, these people really think about what they're doing, man. So instead of just going out and hurting these people. So, I mean, hopefully y'all get it together and fix this. Because, man, at the end of the day, man, you are hurting somebody over a pair of shoes, and I honestly feel like that is not what you're supposed to be doing, all right? Honestly, it ain't. OG Radio, what up with it?
Hi. What's up, OG Radio? I wanted to cue in on a topic about the shoes, about these joints and all this riot. I mean, it's been going on forever, truthfully, with people getting killed, teenagers over these shoes and everything like that. And I feel like, yo, it should be a solution upon Michael Jordan. I feel like things are in the technology age. Why can't Michael Jordan be the businessman he is going, hey, I'm going to release 1,000 pair of Air Jordans, and the only way you can get these Air Jordans is if you got to buy these Air Jordans via online. Since he knows that this has been happening, I mean, this is a consistent problem every time these shoes come out. I mean, yo, he has to be the solution of the problem because these is his shoes. I feel like he should take that step and just put all those shoes on the internet, online, and stop all these murders and all that, fighting and all that over these shoes because it is ridiculous for us to be fighting over these shoes. Most of us want to buy 200 pairs of shoes, and 9 times out of 10, we living on Section 8, or we can't even pay our bills on time. But we want to buy these shoes and make somebody else rich, but, hey, that's another issue in the black community. Amongst us, but I gotta honestly say that Michael Jordan don't give a fuck about us, because if Michael Jordan cared about us, he would stop this shit. For real, he would find a solution.
And I feel that you are right, but at the same time, if he do put these joints online, let's just say he do, that's not gonna stop no kid, no person, okay, somebody with these shoes on their feet and still doing it, because 9 times out of 10, like back in the day, people were still getting robbed two or three days later after they purchased the shoe and they finally put them on, because a lot of people didn't even wear them or whatever like that. And most of the time these robberies happen, you know, after a couple of days of them getting the shoes and finally wearing them out there, you know, kids are getting robbed for, like, coats and shoes. And I just feel like it's just reckless. But at the end of the day, they still, no matter when you put these shoes on, when you buy them, you know, somebody always got an opportunity of, you know, getting you, robbing you for your shoes. And I never thought that. You know, I mean, I know it used to happen back in the day, but that's kind of really one of the reasons I didn't really buy them or didn't really like them. I mean, I'm a different person, but I still got a pair. I ain't going to lie, you know, I got a pair of joints too. But at the same time, it's like, man, is it really worth my life to wear a pair of joints? At some point in time, you know, a couple people were thinking like that. Like, is my life worth wearing these shoes outside? Hopefully, nobody want to run up on me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I watched the movie Sunset Park. And dude, you know what I'm saying, he got robbed for his coat, got shot. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's part of the movie, but that's real life. You know, dude was like, man, I ain't finna give up my jacket. You know what I'm saying? You know, my uncle right now to buy me this jacket to keep me warm, but you want to shoot me for a jacket. And dude don't realize, you know, you shoot somebody or hurting somebody, you could be messing up what you're trying to steal. You could be messing up the shoes or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to rob the person, well, you mess it up by hurting them. So it's like, man, it's more than just Michael Jordan, man. Honestly, it is. It's more than just, you know, oh, man, I could just put them online. That's the easy route. But at the same time, it's not going to stop these people or these kids from trying to steal from these other kids about these shoes. At the end of the day, man, it's still coming down to these parents and somebody, some role model in the community, at least showing these kids, you know, that's not the right way to go. So at the end of the day, you can't all put all the blame on Michael Jordan, because at the end of the day, these parents still got to raise their kids. So what if he know this stuff going on? You know, it's all about getting money. If you want to be honest, he getting his money, still getting their money. Okay, we'll take that too.
I get what you're saying, and I don't even disagree with you, but my question is, why is it in the black community where we had this love for these shoes, but I bet you if we was where white people was, they wouldn't give two shits about no Air Jordans. So I'm wondering, what is wrong with us?
Smart. you can still go to these other communities where that's not high on Jordan or don't care about them because they know the value of what they're getting or they know at the end of the day they gym shoes. Most people were smart, like some people I know what they do to get their shoes and they ain't got to wait in line for. But, you know, I'm on the air. I'm not going to reveal nobody's secret. But I know, you know what I'm saying, the easier way they go get their shoes without going through all this hassle and all of, you know, hope I don't get robbed or whatever is going on. But at the same time, like I said, it's crazy that we go this crazy over a pair of shoes that don't do nothing for us in life. It don't enhance us. It don't help us get money. It don't do nothing. It's just a fashion statement. And we are a victim to the fashion statement. So at the end of the day, you know, we have to look at ourselves and be like, man, is this worth, you know what I'm saying, getting up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning for? You can get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning for this. Once you get up in the morning or do something and go look for a job or get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know, go to class, you know what I'm saying, or wake up this early, you know what I'm saying, for a job opportunity or something positive. You know, you're waking up for a pair of gym shoes. You know, you like I said, or waking up or just to go to church or something like that, something that's important or that should have more meaning. I know people that don't even like to get up for school, let alone work, get up for these shoes. And it's like, man, really? Like, yeah, all y'all getting up this early for a pair of shoes, but I bet $1 million, well, none of y'all get up in the morning. If y'all had to go to class or go to work, you're going to argue and find an excuse of trying not to go to work. Because you all know people be like, man, how many sick days I got left? But for these Jordans, everybody got up. And I feel like a couple people put it on Facebook, like, man, you can get up this early to go get some shoes, but you can't get up and go to church. Or get up for a job or whatever it is that, you know, you don't want to get up for, but you get up for these gym shoes. And I honestly feel what they're saying. It's like, that's crazy that you can get up for going about a gym shoe that you maybe can wear 3 or 4 times before you mess them up and they're wrapped. But you can't get up and, you know, you probably still living at the crib or whatever you're doing, but you can't get up and, you know, go search for a better job or if you're trying to go back to school, you know what I'm saying, go up to the school and get all your paperwork done. But you would get up for these joints. You would set your alarm, do all the necessary essentials to get up for this, a pair of shoes, something materialistic, rather than getting up in the morning and bettering yourself in life. So, like I said, we just a victim of the fashion and victim of what's hot. And, you know, we ain't got no people that are going to tell us nothing better. So it's been going on that long, so you can't really fault them. They just follow and see what other people are doing. They're doing the same thing. So that is what it is.
Yeah. So I got a question.
Uh-huh.
You seen David Banner on Slate in the morning?
No, I actually missed it, but I tried to find it on the internet and go and look at it and, you know, chop it up because I wish I would have. And I was trying to get the topic and everything like that. But, you know, since you are the, you know, my insight is right now, you let me know what's going on.
I put it on your page so you can look at it. But basically what's going on is V Nasty. You know who V Nasty is, right?
Somewhat.
The white girl that's calling us niggas.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know you're talking about that.
They got a track with Gucci that's collabing with Gucci on his album now. So she did David Banner and basically said that David Banner, she more hooded than David Banner would ever be as a white bitch. So my question is to our people, and this is basically a young show, when do we stop letting people call us niggers, meaning of other cultures, and when do we start taking up for ourselves, and when do we have pride and stuff about ourselves? Because I'm like, I mean, this is getting ridiculous to me as far as, I mean, you know, white people call us that name because they started it. But to have someone in the media that's in the hip hop industry that's supposed to be black owned and black ran business, well, it's black artists, but basically black dominated. To have her to come in our industry and start talking about some, yeah, nigga this, nigga this. And then David Banner chat and she get mad. Wow.
My thing is, first off, the traction you never got out in the first place. So you first have to go to the source, which is the person who she on the track, which is Gucci. Now, you know how you feel about when somebody calls you this. I don't care if she's a rapper or not. This world has been disrespectful to us for the longest. And we finally found a way to flip it to where it was that respectful for us, and we used it in a different way and used it in a different, you know what I'm saying, verb where it is a positive thing to us. And then you let somebody come up and bring it back to where it was derogatory and negative towards us, and he let it ride on the track. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who says it. We already know our people always like, well, that's messed up. Y'all can say it to each other. Yes, because we know in what terms that we're using it. If we say the word nigga, we mean the point, oh, that's my man, that's my boy, that's my dog, that's somebody I'm with. I rather that's my man, or, you know, that's my girl, whatever like that. But when somebody of a, you know, white uses it, you know, we already go back and think of how they used to say it, tell us, you know what I'm saying, or say it to us back in those slavery days, back in the civil rights era, in the Martin Luther King era. We know that y'all not using this in the same language than we were.
I'm like, yo, we shouldn't use it at all. Like David Banner said something, which was true. And what David Banner said was, he had a point in his life as a man where he don't even want his homeboys to call him nigga no more. Why? Because he didn't explore the world and stuff, and he see the world different. And to really be a nigga is not good no more. I'm being honest with you, because when people talk about niggas or substance, they talk about somebody that can shut up the school, shoot up their neighborhood and all that.
Right.
All that real nigga shit, I don't know. I don't really mess with it no more. As me being a woman, I prefer to date a real man and not a real nigga. So the word nigga is bad, no matter who tried to flip it or whatever. I mean, to me, it's no good. It's like you calling me a bitch, right?
Right.
And then I'm be like, I'm a bad bitch. In my eyes, me calling myself a bad bitch or you calling me a bitch is a negative way of speaking upon me. And that's how I look at the word nigga in the same sense.
And you're totally right with it, too, because we try to make stuff, okay, we're going to make it sound better for us so we can still use it. And I honestly believe that people are right. We do really stop using these words, because if we really want to get technical with it, if we really want to dig deep into it, we still disrespecting ourselves by using the word nigga or calling a girl a bitch, and, you know, girls like, yeah, I'm a bad, you know, whatever like that. And now we're trying to make it, we know it's a bad word. We're trying to flip it so we can still use it. And Dave's like, man, if that's not what's up, man, we need to find, you know, everybody talking about being well-educated and all that. Well, we need to find better educated words to say to each other, to greet each other, or to talk to each other. So I feel like, yeah, it is definitely a check and a wake-up call to us as black people, to where we need to start using words that represent us in a better way. So I do definitely agree with David Banner saying to stop using the word niggas. I don't really use the word like that much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still use it. I'm not going to say I completely stop. But, I mean, you know, you try to slow down on saying certain things. You know, like I said, he said he's getting older and he don't want his guys calling that, because he see what the world sees the word nigga as. And so, therefore, they trip out about it. And, you know, we had said it to each other, but we don't want nobody saying it to us. So, I feel like, yeah, everybody is right. We need to find another word that's more respectful to us, no matter who says it to us, when they greet us. So that's just something that, you know, us as a people got to work on, trying to figure out a new word or a new saying. Or, you know, everybody want to make a fad up or want to make a new, you know, trend up. So I need to come up with a trend that's a better greeting than, you know, what's up, my nigga, whatever like that. So that we won't have these discussions. These won't be top discussions, or these won't be the hot topics on Twitter or whatever like that, where she could say the word and we get mad, and, you know, the first thing I'm going to say is, well, y'all can say it to each other, but she can't say it. But look how she's saying it, though. It's like, no, that's not right. And Gucci, as a man at first, not an artist, should have been like, well, hold on, I'm not going to play this track because you know it's going to be a problem.
I'm not about to do a collab with you. No, he didn't say this shit.
He let it ride. It doesn't matter if we collabing with it, because it's the fact that he let this go. That's what it is. If he'd have stopped it in the studio, like, whoa, hold on, man. Hey, I don't want nobody looking at me like that. So I'm not gonna play a track like you switch these words up, or you know what? I don't think I want to work with somebody like you, because you disrespecting me in my face.
But
so he's taking it.
And Waka Flocka is some of the dumbest rappers ever. And I'm going to say it again. They some of the dumbest rappers ever to me. For real. They dumb. I just had a debate with my friend, and he said something that made sense. Jay-Z being not confident but arrogant and the ass on his album. And the truth is, he don't give a fuck about us, Jay-Z. But don't none of these rappers give a fuck about us down there. And I want the people to start understanding this, that these niggas do not care about you while you idolizing, worshiping them and all that shit, because rap is a religion now. But guess what? When it's all over and it's time to pay them bills, Jay-Z ain't going to say you, Kanye, none of these niggas. You got to provide for yourself, and that's period. And that's what people need to start hearing, especially young people. Put God in your life first, and then you worry about providing for your family and stop trying to let these rappers be your role model and all that. Your mama, your daddy, whoever is taking care of you and showing you how to live life should be the role model and not these rappers. We need to stop all this shit because, really, these rappers don't give a fuck about us. Gucci making some money right now. Let's be real. This white girl is hot. People like this shit. So Gucci is making some motherfucking money, and that's all he care about.
Yeah. It take people disrespecting them or people disrespecting, us as a people to make a dollar. So he basically telling you, like, his money is more important than his ethics. His money is more important than ethics. So he doesn't really care about what someone says about what he does or the person that he's working with. No one, he doesn't care. His whole goal is to make that bread because he already knows what type of business he's in. He knows that, you know what I'm saying, it could be over tomorrow. He knows that. So he's trying to get everything he can get before he get out, before he's not hot no more, so people don't call him an irrelevant rapper. You know what I'm saying? And my other thing is, yeah, you're right. These artists don't care about you. They care about that one thing. This is their job. So they do whatever it takes. If you ever work somewhere, man, people do whatever it takes to stay working. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is. Either you're in the corporate world, you work in the warehouse factory, no matter what. Music business, basketball, it don't matter.
Diddy, Wayne, why they making this fucked up music? Everybody, Jeezy, I'm for real. These niggas are good for life. So when do you stop being greedy and caring about the people?
That's what I'm saying. They not caring. It's all, at the end of the day, it's about they don't care. As long as they making their money, it's a selfish world. As long as they making their money, who
cares? But you get what I'm saying? They set for life, G.
Yeah, so why care about somebody else at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? I see people out here who barely got what they need or just got what they need and give back. There's so many people out here that I see that give back, and that's like one thing I try to preach to, you know what I'm saying? I do coach my little league football team, and like I said, I see, you know, some kids I know, and I always try to show them, you know what I'm saying? They see me, you know, just doing certain things like giving back to my community or, you know, coaching this football team, man. You know, I could be doing a million other things, but I'm out there coaching these kids and helping these kids. So I want to show
what's
these
up?
Kids. Man, look, I'm not balling. I ain't riding around with 20 goals. But I need to show y'all that y'all need to give back when y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all young and all that. Don't wait till you balling. And be like, oh, well, let me go in and get. No, get back now, man, because it's better to do it now. And you may not make it. You may not get to the NFL. You may not get to the NBA. So that don't mean because you don't make it, I mean you can't get it back. But these kids see these rappers and basketball players, and that's what they want to do. And it's crazy that we got a black president, but people still looking at, you know, oh, man, I still want to do this. I still want to do that. It's like, nah, man, you should get out that mindset now that we tell a kid you can be whatever you want to. They should believe that statement instead of, well, okay, that's cool and all. Yeah, that's what's up, but I'm still over here. But like I said, it all comes down to ethics and what they preach, man. Because honestly, like I said, it's not too many rappers. Like I said, David Banner, I actually listen to dude when he be on panels talking. He a real intelligent dude. Like, even though he a rapper, you hear what he talk about, but dude, he's a real intelligent dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you hear him speak, man, he don't sound, or he really, you know what I'm saying, carries himself the right way, man. He's like one dude that I honestly say, you know what I'm saying, I do want to have a sit down with, maybe try to get him on my show or something one day.
Big up to, what's that guy named? Rhyme Fest. He came all the way from kicking it with Kanye and him. Now he in the hood trying to do something good. Big ups to him.
Yeah.
Brother in the struggle. That said a lot, though. He was up there with them niggas making that money. He knew who the, he know, no ID got plugged. Now he know how to open up them doors. But he came back here to help us in the hood. Big ups to him, for real. My hat gets taken off for him. That takes a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, that is what it is. And I just help people, man, like I said, just start raising their kids, man. Honestly, that's what it comes down to, man. Just raise your own kids. Stop being lazy. Stop letting TV, stop letting rappers, basketball players, other people that's not even rappers or ball players, raise your kids, man. I don't care. Female, male, I ain't putting it on one. The females, I was talking about the males don't do their job. It's some females that don't do their job. So I'm speaking to parents, period. It's either parents that still together they don't raise their kids the right way. So all I'm saying is, man, at the end of the day, man, it all comes down to just people in general. I don't care what race you are, raising your kids the right way. Because I know it's some messed up people out here. But at the same time, man, you know the type of stuff you do not want and do want your kids to be talked about and said about. So at the end of the day, man, all I ask is these people raise their own kids, man. Because at the end of the day, that's what our boys down to. Because they're going to take your judgment over anybody else's judgment if you that figure in your house. So that's what I'm tripping on today. And like I said, I appreciate my correspondent, my co-host for this segment, my girl Lauren, always checking in with me, giving me a great insight. And like I said, man, y'all already know how to contact your boy. Follow me at MrAK38, man, for the hot topics, man.
And put God in your life, please.
Y'all heard it, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all know what's up. Like I said, I appreciate you, man, always tuning in and kicking it with me. And like I said, man, this is that segment, man. This is what we tripping on right now. So
hey.
I know when it does, man, every night at 11. Me and Lauren, we'll get y'all what we tripping on.
Yeah, on that show, I want you to talk about, I was reading this, I was on YouTube looking at this lady, but she was talking about how jail is the new enslavement for our people, and it's basically the war on drugs is enslaving them. And I want to go into that Monday if it's cool.
I'm sure it's all good. So like I said, man, this is our segment. So, hey, look, that's what you want to talk about, that's what we hitting on. So that's what it is.
Straight up, yeah. But everybody have a good holiday and be blessed and be safe and God bless.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, man, that's what it is, man. Like I said, shout out to my girl Lauren again. Appreciate her taking in and tuning in with me, man, because that's a real subject, man. Like I said, she gave me insight for that. Shout out to my girl, Miss Nia. I ain't forgot about you. I know you're battling this breast cancer and everything like that. So people go follow my girl at Knee Deep Radio and definitely, you know, put something encouraging, you know, mention her and something encouraging, man. She, you know, go through this fight and this battle. I just want to let her know, man, if you're listening, if you're not listening, man, like I said, you know, your little brother got your back. I'm fighting with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you always. You know how to reach me. And that's what it is, man. So I'm going to get back to this music, you know. Let y'all chill out and vibe with it, whatever y'all want to do. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who tunes in and kicks it with me, man, because, like I said, I appreciate, you know, the music that I get. But at the same time, man, my girl Lauren did open up my eyes and giving me, you know what I'm saying, more than just giving y'all music and telling y'all to support me. You know what I'm saying? We could really sit down and talk about these real subjects. And, you know, so like I said, anybody who's listening and always want to cue in or just drop some info, you know what I'm saying, just say something, man. Hey, feel free to holler at your boy here, 1-347-996-5641, man, and I definitely let you do you, man. Shout out your blog, do what you do, man. Or, you know what I'm saying, comment on what we tripping on for the day. But definitely appreciate everybody. And like I said, man, I'll get back to the music, so y'all check this out. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Yeah. E-Money.
Money.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
S&Me. Grand Tell. I'm smoking on it loud. On that E what I'm blowing. Bottles on deck. So you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch. And you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move. So you know a nigga rolling. Rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling. Getting to the money. So you know a nigga rolling. Cushion orange juice. So you know a nigga rolling. Rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling. Start my day off. It's time to roll out. About to go and floss. I walk and swag it out. I'm trying to make a band, cause that's what we about. If you know that they some haters, when you see them, point them out. I need that bread, shawty. I'm Scrooge McDuck, shawty. I'm popping everything while I'm bouncing in the party. That loud, it's loud. I'm smoking on that Marley. I'm winning, I'm winning. My first name should be Charlie. I'm rolling with my partners. Just picked up on some boppers. They all popping gappers, so they more than head doctors. I feel like Bob Barker. Shrimp and the lobster, the butter getting softer, make you stutter. Ron Hopper, say I'm smoking on it loud. Don't ask me what I'm blowing. Bottles on deck, so you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch, and you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move, so you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling, getting to the money. So you know a nigga rolling, cushion orange juice. So you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. On 10, we going for the win. The stripper pose in here, so we knowing what it is. Bottles on deck, like where should I begin? I'm trying to make a movie with you and all your friends. Jump up in the car, location on star. They see me from afar, like somewhere out in Mars. I'm rolling to the cake, I'm not a second late. Haters say my name, so I leave a sour taste. I'm chilling in the vet, why chilling with a vet? No time for me to rest. Like Cali, we the best. Rockin' another show. Got it bouncing like a check. I'm getting to the money, so you know I'm up next. I'm smoking on it loud. Don't ask me what I'm blowing. Bottles on deck, so you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch, and you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move, so you know a nigga rolling. Rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling. Getting to the money, so you know a nigga rolling. Cushion orange juice, so you know a nigga rolling, 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 rolling. You know a nigga rolling.
Jumping, 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 jumping. Jumping,
jumping. We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the block.
Jumping.
The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop. Going up and down.
Jumping.
Cause this shit high.
Jumping.
Got them.
Jumping. Jumping.
Jumping.
Jumping. Jumping. Jumping.
We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the block.
Jumping.
The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop. Going up and down.
Jumping.
Cause this shit high. Got them.
Jumping. 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 Jumping.
Got him jumping, trampoline. I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team.
She got him jumping in.
Double dutch. I call him sweet juice. So we can spin it up.
He's
the hottest shit. That's why they all salute. We got him crazy jumping. No parachute. I'm so good. When I'm on the mic, I'm a bang. Put a little hat in my car for a little bit of ribbon. Cause I like that dog.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got them.
Jumping, jumping, jumping,
yeah, I got that Jiffy Mix and X be that bread boy. This be that winning team, pumping up like steroids. Bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of stage, now tell it to your tabloids. 50 years of rap team for 8, 12, and 16. 31 play
Chocolate sweet like some ice cream. This a juicy takeover. Swap me drunk, no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name. Rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where the bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it. Smoke you like a crack addict. Every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood. We got the vibe. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause if they high, gotta
drop it.
We got the hood. We got the vibe.
Ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would have thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it popping, keep it jumping. This is my block. Yeah, this that bang music. Make them go insane music. They get me on the radio, now they niggas ain't do it. He gon' get it done. Go get her, go get it too.
I kill it when it's
done.
The beat drops. Get it, got the street locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track, now get up about to blow. We got the hood, we got the vibe. The radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause if they high, got them. We got the hood, we got the vibe. The radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em.
Purple lovers on the flow, purple lovers on the flow. Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And if you don't know how, then watch her do.
And my diamonds so fuchsia, and my dress so fuchsia, and my shoes so fuchsia, yet my swag so fuchsia. Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia. And my car so fuchsia, that's my watch. So fuchsia, and my suit so fuchsia. You should call me Miss Fuchsia. Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And if you don't know how, then watch her do it.
Watch me do it, watch me get to it. Signing autographs like I played in a movie. Swaggerlicious diva, you can tell how I move it. Making all the dudes sick, taking all the groupies. Stylist says up in my ear, must see that new shit. Maybe that's the new her, maybe that's the new trend. Bitch, don't care what you in, I rock fuchsia. Maybe that's a color that you girl should get used to.
See, my diamonds so fuchsia, and my dress so fuchsia, and my shoes so fuchsia, yep, my swag so fuchsia.
Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And my car so fuchsia, that's my watch so fuchsia, and my suit so fuchsia. You should call me Miss Fuchsia.
Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And if you don't know how, then watch her do it.
Fuchsia is the best color, fuchsia get me ballers. If you see a diva rocking fuchsia, you should call her. Know that I'm a scholar, see me in my dean. Probably gonna be fuchsia, second color green. Yeah, I'm with the team and we all rock fuchsia. Different color swag that you bras not used to. Bitch, don't care what you in, I rock fuchsia. Maybe that's a color that you girl should get used to.
See, my diamonds so fuchsia, and my dress so fuchsia, and my shoes so fuchsia, yep, my swag so fuchsia.
Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And my car so fuchsia, that's my watch so fuchsia, and my street so fuchsia.
You should call me Miss Fuchsia. Fuchsia, 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 fuchsia.
And if you don't know how, then watch her do it.
Your swag, it kills, lady. 187, that's
cut. Now somebody come pick these bum hoes up.
What up? Say the South Side. Miss Kiki. Valentine. AJ Real. Knee deep DNT. Yeah. Yeah. I'm out.
What's good? And as I stand before you today, real nigga right here. And I'ma prove it today. Under my shit. Go get the mixtape, man. Underneath the cover. Let's go. When do I start in this chapter we call life? Shout out to my mother, her kids, she raised right. Never would I thought I'd be sitting here with this pencil, spitting free verses like I'm giving them the goodwill. The thought of my cousin leaving this earth, it sickens me and it hurts to see him off in that hearse. 3 years later, I take a walk in my aunt's house. My cousin older than me, cussing his mom's out. We leave and the feeling start to hit us. I look over at Vin as he start to tear up. It hurts me cause I don't ever see him cry. The only time he do is when somebody close to him dies. The pain living inside of me is my strength, but it weighs much more than what you rep on the bench. Trying to pay attention and listen, I got my head straight. Trying to make love to this money till the bed breaks. This is deeper than music, that's why your head nodding. What I'm saying is real and you can hear it. When I die, I pray to God that my spirit go to music. If I go before my mom's, I just pray that she don't lose it. I feel like crying tears in this damn booth. It hurts you because you know it's the damn truth. I'm taking off and ain't coming back to earth again. Me and my pencil and my pad, we make the perfect friends. Yeah, I sin, but tell me who doesn't. You hating on me, but you really love it. I never understood why the good dies young. And why the hell these niggas from the hood getting sprung over women that put it down but said they got a man and told you to leave them. That was a one night stand. You don't keep it G and it's obvious. You steady trying to call her, but she with a man, so she ain't picking the phone up. You guys couldn't be serious, you all queers. You following other niggas and they ain't even your peers. I'm doing good as far as my life goes. You be on that bull forever, like Rose. I be working hard all night and it shows. Exactly why these women on my back like clothes. You sleeping on me, I hope you piss in the bed. Nigga, fuck you, with a gold condom on your head. If rap don't work, I'm back to school in the books. Cause the ladies love a nigga that's smart with good looks. I don't gotta try hard, that's why I smile in every picture. The ladies see my teeth in a tripod. My God, look what I've grown to be. Sneaking to the top, I think these hating niggas on to me. Foot on the ladder, these cowards steady pulling. Fire in this booth and this mic stand wooden. You couldn't walk a mile in my shoes, nigga, your feet small. Blind man walking, so I don't see y'all. And as I question my premonition and listen, these bitches don't get it, so my heart is out of commission. And life move fast when you wasting it. And I be chasing this money, you chase the basic chicks. Spending every dollar, knowing I should save it. And most of these women is foul, like a flagrant. Nick, hey Bugs, holla at
them. What my life like is deeper than the sewer. I'm a nightmare, don't be sleeping on a Kruger. People say I'm beefing and they peeping that I'm cooler. You notice that these creatures turn evil for the moolah. Exactly why I'm lethal, I be keeping on my Ruger. I hang with a gang full of people that'll shoot ya. Thanks to the haters, they be keeping up the rumors. Got a fella feeling stronger, flip your feet into my Pumas. I'm on point like a teacher with a ruler. Yeah. Time ticking in the day fly. I must find another way to get my kick high. Can a fella live his life, brother Nate? I have a 7 to 6 like AI. A warm bed, a pretty lady to lay by. Life's a chick sometimes, no I can't lie. But I got my tongue in a pussy and it tastes fat. My pride holding my tears, mama, I can't cry. I can sniff a weak nigga and a fake guy. If I click and squeeze trigger, then your face fry. So stop whooping out your lips like you can't die. They say they leaving the mark, homie, no way. I ain't touching that wall until that paint dry. All the critics that slept on me awake now. Then my knockers over there, yeah, they wait flat. They get money, sip liquor and stay high. Hit honey, spit gripper, so say hi. And you know I keep the burner cause I'm not going in your girl's throat like the kernel in the popcorn. Walk around your house, tank top with my socks on. Later I'll be walking through the hood when the block warm. Laxing in the cut, making sales like a hot song. I'm
speaking from the heart, cause my top dog.
OGCJM, nigga. Grim Low, Black Man, doing numbers, Pac-Man. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Grim Low, Black Man, doing numbers, Pac-Man. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Damn, little buddy, I think I love you. I tell her, Gucci, you don't love me. Uh-uh. She influenced by the movement, wet enough to move a cruise ship, now she's screaming. She know money move me, so she tryna spend for time. Okay. And I'm the type to keep in touch like your boy blind. First I get behind, too sexy to look at her now. Then I pull her over, now she gotta pay the fine. 1, 2, gas bill due. 3, 4, check the kitchen stove. 5, 6, let me call a bitch. 7, 8, nigga, we straight,
Grim Low. Black Man, I'm doing numbers, Pac-Man. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Grim Low, Black Man, I'm doing numbers, Pac-Man. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Dick so good, I need a bill paid. Niggas music whack, I need a trash can. They caught about the flow. Ask, yeah. Back up on the track again. The cookbook ain't for bashing him, but to just be asking him to hop up in the booth and do that shit with passionate. Don't want to do it. I call that shit defiant. Turn 8 into 24. Call it Kobe Bryant. Your girlfriend, my client. I pay her no attention, then she pay me back in diamonds. My bitch say her hands hurt. She count a lot of dough. Pretty face, pretty toes. What the fuck you think I got to for? Drop your top, man, I call it convertible. B.I., don't take this shit personal. Quick to go off like a commercial dude. It's showtime, it's curtain through. Ruby, the attitude. And that shit for certain, too. Better the weed, the bigger the blunt. The bigger the butt, the bigger the hunt. So I need a lap dance. Or, nigga, just need a bill paid. The chopper turn a nigga brazen into a fucking booster fade. Ballin' hard so hoopers made. And you know them hoopers pay. Fittin' bad so they call me Toothless J. Man, I go 1, 2, bitch, what it do? 3, 4, hope your ass making dough. 5, 6, you gotta work and shit. 7, 8, make them checks straight. Grim Low, Black Man, I'm doing numbers, Pac-Man. The dick so good, I need a bill paid. Dick so good, I need a bill paid.
LP, AKA, B, Trey, I'm back. Yo, I'm a geek, did I do that flow?
Beat a nigga ass like what I do that for. Always innocent like what I do that for. What's that nigga name? That's a number before four. You can just be you, I'ma just be me. You can be 1-2 as long as I'm B3. Your girl's saying CC, put on some new shit. Keep the pussy wetter than the bottom of a cruise ship. Diamond so green, look like the stole Christmas. That's a Grinch joke, if you lost then get with it. Tryna battle me, hold on, let me get my spinners. And once you get the L, watch the wreck yourself to planets. Trace.
So sick and tired of all these haters. They running through my city trying to get their weight up. It's your AK, boy, you gotta come and pay the punk. I ain't Rick Ross, but everybody see me as the boss. I be running around the city, no, I'm not Diddy. They think I'm names up, no, I'm just setting standards. Getting niggas hyper, getting people hypey. I ain't in Cali, I make it go dumb. You don't understand, we from the Shy City. I get there and do it any way that I wanna do it. And if you in my city, you better respect me, boy. Cause Mr. AKA 16 bars, I'm going in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick of being motherfucking tired. Rhyme so hot, set the paper on fire. So only use computers and typewriters. No, I'm not a player, I'm just tryna have a ball. Time short, money long, ain't no time to spend it all. Money coming, money come, ain't no time to make a fall. Call a Mrs. Operator, cause my shorty stay on call.
And I can see it all if you ever notice. And these other bitches telling me you like a poet. And my rhymes stay cool, man, it's never down. So I'ma tell you other niggas, get back on your grind. And when it's my time, I'ma do it all. And let these niggas see what I'm about, I see it.
Yo, I see it too, and I'm gonna do it till it's sober. Who you know to kill the game sober?
Gucci on the hook, give a fuck if you feel it. I just seen this poor, so I'm
drink right. Good purple and Fanta, they mix right. We get right. It's all night. I'm hurting feelings. How I be crushing buildings. They say that boy from the block, now he be touching millions. It's so 10 and 11. I got my place right. They said he stay and he dip out the same night. He won a lot for shows. He don't be doing pop ups. He do no hosting, no cameras. That boy a shot top. He play with rude boys. That play with rude boys. That come true on your block. Enough said from Redstone. I be going by 7. The drop off them plates. The touchdown 11. You know the game, right? We do this all night. And go for the love. We get them on no fight.
Well, that's what we deal with.
And I don't walk around looking for it, you know?
Well, me at least.
But yesterday it seemed to just wander around until it found me, you know, like...
I got something for it, though.
Then why don't you try proving? How?
Well,
you know,
do what we do best.
Do is...
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what you looking for? I don't understand. Most of you rappers standing in the same place, conversating about, like, who's the best? Is it Jay, Weezy, F? Who cares right now? But, right back to me. It's AKA, please. Like, who is this guy? Don't worry. Explain. We'll get you right down to the dirt. I explain everything. No verses, no hooks. What? Just straight bars coming at my cerebellum. Any nigga want it, yeah, we can get it, do it. Oops, I mean, get it done. You know I get her done. Anybody coming to my circle, blah, kill him one. I'm taking anybody out, whoever asks. Who's this boy, Mr. AKA? What is he, sorority, fraternity, neither nor not. AKA almost a man of steel if I stop. Ain't no more thinking, man. I'm just going in. Since niggas really don't respect me. I don't need respect. I guess I'll take it. They don't put me in a sentence with no one. So I guess I grab my pen. I don't have one. I use my brain cells when I spit bars. No one else in my area, league dog. I'm coming in the league as a free agent. No one wants to sign a boy. I don't give a damn. I'll make my own team. Me and B will run through this whole thing like a tailback. Call a smash dash. He'll spit a verse this fast. Ain't nobody doing beats like us. Oops, I mean like my nigga B. Well, I guess you might wanna find me in the mud. You might wanna get at me. If you ever see me spit verses, get in or get going or get right, boy. I'm on the track and I ain't slowing down. Call me Sonic the Hedgehog cause I'm going too fast, dawg. I've been too nice to niggas lately, so I guess I gotta go hard like usually I do. Take my kindness for weakness. I bet you won't now, cause I transform something like Optimus. Primal fear is a rage that sit in my back pocket. Now I pulled it out. Not a gun, not a brick. Oops, it's just a microphone in the beat machine. Thanks to B, I'll rip any bar you sing. Going to a bar, spit a couple verses, walk out with no name, and niggas be like, damn, who is that guy? Put it up on bright lights, Mr. AKA, 16 bars or late night. Oops, yeah, it's my night. Fight night, yeah, I knock him out, any way you want to, huh? Late rounds or any round, get it in or get go. Get clips or get bricks, nigga, I'm bringing it home. Where? Mudville, Bloodsville. Oops, no one tells why, cause it's kinda quiet in my field, see? I'm outie.
Yeah, like I said, it's your boy, Mr. AK, man. Still kicking it with y'all. Just here with y'all, man. Do what I do, man. I definitely appreciate everybody on my countdown, man. Everybody who artists or others who get support from their fan base, their friends, their family, whoever it is, man. I definitely want you to send a thank you, appreciation out to them for supporting your music, man. Definitely, that's what it is. Shout out to everybody that was on my countdown tonight, man. Keep them votes coming, man, because like I said, man, we're doing this, and that's what we're going to have coming back. It's the countdown, man, so everybody stay tuned for that. If you're not doing nothing, man, go holler at my boy Melo the Gutter Man. Going up to AGM's right now. Shout out to my boy Melo the Gutter Man. Always doing work, man. Always riding around the city. Always getting support from everybody, man. So definitely go check my boy out. Melo the Gutter Man definitely doing his thing at AGM's right now. Like I said, this show is dedicated. Dedicated to my family member that passed away and my brother. You got it, man. God, I told you, man. You never forget, man. You know what I'm saying? You're always part of the block, always part of the crew, man, forever. Definitely. Just keep supporting the people around you, man. And like I said, man, like I said, right now, I'm just full of lost for words, man. It's been a long day. Like I said, I do appreciate everybody who tuned in, everybody sending me messages, however you want to do it, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Definitely tune in Monday for my hot topics, man. If you got a hot topic, you know how to do it, man. You know what's up with it. Definitely, it's a vote. You can vote by going to @MrAK38. That's how you follow me on Twitter. And definitely go there and vote for your favorite artist, man. It's very, very simple, very, very easy. You can do that. And just keep on supporting your artist, man. That's all that I got to say. And like I say in closing, every single show I do, man, do what you love and love what you do. And the rest will take care of yourself, man. I'm supporting Mr. AKA, man, OGE, OG Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's the team, that's the label, man. I appreciate everybody and anybody who supports me, man. Keep on doing, supporting all these artists out here, man, because that's what my show is for and who it's about. I'm your boy, Mr. AKA, man. I'm out of here, man. Y'all be safe. Have a happy holidays, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Hope you get whatever you wanted, kids, adults, y'all don't really count no more. Kids, hope y'all get whatever y'all acting for, if y'all was being good. I'm out of here, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.